former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail. In Illinois, he urged young Democrats to keep up the fight for social and economic justice.
Each time we've gotten closer to those ideals, somebody somewhere has pushed back. It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years.
In California, Obama encouraged Democrats to turn out in November.
When we are not participating, we're not paying attention, when we're not stepping up, other voices fill the void. But the good news is, in 2 months, we have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics.
Donald J. Trump.
Obama finds himself competing against the man who succeeded him and moved to undo many of his accomplishments. President Donald Trump, who has also been active on the campaign trail, including this rally in Montana.
This election is about jobs. It's safety and it's jobs. Thanks to Republican leadership, our economy is booming like never before in our history. Think of it, in our history. Nobody knew this was going to happen.
Trump also warned supporters a Democratic takeover of the House of Representatives in November could lead to his impeachment.
Don't worry about that if it ever happens. But if it does happen, it's your fault because you didn't go out to vote. Okay? You didn't go out to vote.
Trump has embraced the notion the November congressional vote will be a referendum on his presidency. Laura Brown is a political expert at George Washington University.
The enthusiasm on both sides of the aisle is really related to the president. I think last numbers I saw was that more than 40% of people who said that they would be very likely to vote were going to be either voting for the president or against the president in this midterm.
Obama has also proven to be a lightning rod for voters, effective at turning out Democrats, but also turning off Republicans. Obama is likely to focus on young and non-white voters, says analyst John Huda.
That enthusiasm is there throughout the Democratic Party and across demographic groups. And for the first time, many voters are going to see options on their ballot that look and sound and talk about issues in different ways. And that's always something that's appealing to a voter base.
Trump and Obama may never appear on a ballot together as opponents, but they are facing off in a pivotal proxy battle in this year's midterm campaign, where party control of Congress is at stake. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.